Hello and welcome. This is Joe Vigliotti, Carroll County Commissioner from District 1, and thank you for listening today. I hope the winter has been good for you and your loved ones, and that you've enjoyed the slower pace to life that winter often brings. The summer, the autumn, and the spring can all be quite busy, but God reminds us in the winter that a quieter moment can matter just as much as those that seem to rush past. As the spring begins, our communities throughout the county, small and large, and in and between our towns, are beginning to move again. Volunteer fire companies are celebrating their anniversaries, and I've now had the pleasure of attending those in New Windsor, Pleasant Valley, and shortly in Union Bridge. Others are also on the horizon that I'm looking forward to attending as well. When French diplomat, political theorist, and writer Alexis de Tocqueville visited the United States in the 1820s, he discovered that America functions community by community, and that communities themselves are formed by the people and the relationships that make them. That remains true to this day. And within each community, you find centers of life, of activity. And in Carroll County, fire companies and their halls, carnivals, events, and functions serve as some of those centers. Now, each of these fire companies have a community of people that have grown around them, in many cases over generations. Families become intertwined with the legacy of these companies, and the services that they provide remain as important as ever. And that's why it's important for the rest of us to support those companies when they have events, such as the summer carnivals, which are fast approaching. We rely on these companies constantly, and so when we're able to do something in return, we should. And speaking of honoring those who serve, please keep the date of May 7th in mind, as May 7th will be the second annual veteran celebration from noon to 4 at the Carroll County Farm Museum in Westminster. Entrance to the event and parking are free, and there's going to be music, military displays, food for purchase, and more. And everyone is welcome as we honor the men and women who have served our county and our country. Now, on a brief side note, I'll be holding a District 1 town hall on Monday night, March 27th at 6:30 p.m. at the Tawnytown Senior Center. Sheriff Jim DeWeese, State's Attorney Haven Shoemaker, and School Board Member Steve Whistler are also going to be present to say a few words. If you're able to make it, we'll be happy to see you there. Now, as far as the county commissioners, we're now in budgeting season. It is a time-intensive and involved process which this year has particular concerns and serious implications for the years ahead. As I'd mentioned in my last message, the Department of Fire and EMS, as well as requests from the Board of Education, are among the primary funding concerns that we are facing. And those costs, including those for the schools as an example, are slated to go up exponentially in the coming years, to the tune of tens of millions of dollars due to unfunded state mandates through blueprint requirements. Now, it's been related to our governor that the counties are not happy with blueprint. Whether this translates into any kind of funding assistance, delayed implementation of Blueprint, or some kind of partial implementation, or nothing at all, no one can be sure. But the governor is aware. And while we don't know what will happen and what that'll mean, please do know that we aren't simply just going to accept things without making our voices heard here and elsewhere. As my fellow commissioners and myself have noted previously, we are looking for places to work together with other elected officials and partner agencies, such as our delegates and our senators. One such place was working with the Board of Education here to formally oppose legislation, House Bill 119, which would take away local rights for parents and school boards to manage the curriculum. Even the Maryland State Board of Education has voiced its opposition to the legislation. Now, the Board of Commissioners also recently voted to adjust the previous year's salaries of the state's attorney's office and the circuit court through 10% bonuses, which place them in line with other county employees, at least through the end of the current fiscal year. The Circuit Court, for example, is now able to begin laying groundwork for the first time ever for a veterans' docket, in which cases involving American veterans can be more specifically adjudicated. The goal is ultimately to create a full-fledged veterans' court, but the move toward a docket is a wonderful step. Last week, among the many things the Board of Commissioners did was to attend the Carroll County Sheriff's Office Training Academy graduation, which saw 11 graduates from law enforcement agencies across the state, including a new deputy for our own county. There are only about 20 such training academies across the state, and so we are blessed beyond measure to have one here. As our own awesome Sheriff Jim DeWeese pointed out during the ceremony, it is amazing to have men and women still willing to serve in law enforcement in this day and age, as they not only have to deal with the threat of crime, but the threat of politics as well. That's one of the reasons why it matters so much to the present Board of Commissioners that we have a good working relationship with our sheriff and his department. As with other boards before the present one, we remain a very pro-police board and will continue to be so. We recognize the importance that law enforcement plays, whether municipal, corrections, county, or state, and how crucial it is to an orderly community and the safety of the people who make up that community, that is our county. You know, we're also working with our fellow elected officials in the municipalities across the county to partner on issues held in common, such as road projects. You know, it is important that we work together on these kinds of things because ultimately, although we have any number of communities in our county as a whole is a community as well. Going back nearly 200 years, de Tocqueville already understood then what we all knew all along, that the heart of America is found in her communities, that America functions community by community. And that is because of the people who make up those communities, and because we know those communities as home. And as we know in this day and age, home means more than it ever has before. Thank you very much for listening in. May God always bless you. May God always bless Carroll County. Thank you.